The lives we want to live are right at the tips of our fingers. It's not up to the government, your parents, your favorite restaurant, your supermarket, to make the lifestyle changes critical to good health. It's up to you. Educate yourself. Don't be a processed person.
Hi, today we're here with Jeff and Sabrina Nelson, the makers of the new DVD, Process People, and also Get Healthy Now. And they also have a great website, vegsource.com, and we're going to talk with them today about how they got started. Thanks so much for joining us. So how did you get started? What made you decide to become vegetarian in the beginning?
John Robbins.
We read a book. I heard John interviewed on the radio, picked up a copy of Diet for a New America. I read it. I like to say I've been vegetarian longer than Sabrina.
2 days.
2 days.
Oh, okay.
So read the book first.
Okay.
And I was just struck by the health arguments in the book, and I thought, wow, I'd already sort of cut down on meat and chicken and that sort of thing. And I said, well, I'm just going to go all the way to vegetarian.
Modern meat production has developed in a particular way that makes for profits for agribusiness, but it makes for enormous suffering for the animals involved. They are confined in what are called intensive conditions that often give the animals no more space than their body requires. They're in cages the size of their bodies. There are enormous consequences to the way we as a culture eat, the way we as a communities prepare our food, the way we as families and individuals share our food. And I've tried to enlarge people's thinking around it.
Sabrina, on the other hand, when she read the book, what did you get out of it, Sabrina?
Well, I had pet chickens as a kid.
Oh.
And my chickens were so smart and so incredibly affectionate. And they would wait till I got home from school to lay their eggs, and I would have to sit next to them and pet them. And they would talk to you, they'd follow you around. They were very, very affectionate animals. But for some reason, I didn't make the connection between these wonderful creatures and the ones that you get in the store that are inside a wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, those are different. Those are different kinds of animals. Those are different chickens. Those are not like my chickens.
Right.
But John Robbins made the connection. No, these are like the ones I had, only these have been terrorized and abused. And they're not different, they're the same. It's just the way they've been treated that makes you perceive them as being different. So it was about the second chapter. I didn't even have to finish the book because I recalled back to being 9 years old and having these incredibly loving beings in my life, and it's like I can't be part of that.
That's great. And then now you're vegan, Chris.
Yes.
Sabrina and Jeff are not the only members of the Nelson family that are vegans. Let's meet their two lovely daughters, Nina and Miranda.
How long have you been vegetarian?
My whole life.
And vegan as well?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How do your friends react when they find out you're vegan?
Actually, a lot of our friends have become vegan.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Or they like try to become vegetarian and then gradually become vegan.
Do you try and encourage them to become vegan, or?
Well, we don't really like tell them like, oh, you should become vegan, because we're not pushy like that. But like sometimes they're like, oh, can I try some of your food? I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, this is really so good. I'm like, it's vegan.
What kind of advice would you give to other teenagers to encourage them to become veg?
Makes you feel good. You have a lot more energy, and you just.
And you're not eating animals.
Yeah.
That's a big one, too. You're not eating something that has eyes or had eyes.
Or had to be in suffering for you to have something that you don't really need.
Do you feel a lot of pressure from friends to eat meat, or do they respect your choice?
No, our friends respect that. They wish, like, oh, I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, like, I wish I grew up vegan, so it's not, like, a hard transition.
Dr. Sandeep Gupta is a medical doctor from Queensland, Australia. Dr. Gupta is a member of the Australian Integrative Medicine Association and the Australasian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine, with a special interest in vegetarian and vegan nutrition. Dr. Gupta was asked if a plant-based diet provides enough protein and nutrition to sustain healthy living.
Protein can be found from a variety of plant-based foods. Okay, so we're talking about nuts and seeds, talking about legumes, which includes lentils, chickpeas, soy products, etc. We've got other kind of superfoods like spirulina, chlorella, blue-green algae. We've got other protein supplements we can take in the way of hemp protein or kind of a carob protein or a rice protein. As you can see, and even whole grains have a substantial amount of protein in them. So really it's about having a balanced diet, rich in whole foods and superfoods, and that can provide adequate protein for all stages of life.
Schedule is we do Pilates around 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
We do ballet for like 3 or 4 hours a day.
3 or 4 hours a day.
And once we get home, we do our homework for a long time. And we're usually up till midnight doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we get up in the morning, go to school again.
So what time do you have to get up in the morning?
6:30.
Oh.
Don't be a process person.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television as we continue our interview with Sabrina and Jeff Nelson, creators of VegSource.com.
Well, what happened is we were vegetarian for about 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina got a diagnosis for an autoimmune disease called relapsing polychondritis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where the immune system attacks the cartilage in the body. It started in her ears, and first she thought she had a bad sunburn.
Or you think it's allergies, you know.
Right.
No, it's a strange thing, so it's not like you think, oh, I have an autoimmune disease. It's the last thing when you're in your 20s that you're thinking of.
Right.
And so she ended up in the office of a rheumatologist here in town who told her what it was. And for about a year, she had the recurrences. She was treated with prednisone and was told there's, you know, nothing we can do to cure it, but we can teach you how to live with it. And
wow.
So
yeah.
One of the times we had just gotten back from vacation, Sabrina was having an episode. It's called relapsing polychondritis because it recurs every couple of months, and
mm-hmm.
she would just pretty much lay down for a couple of days when that was happening. And she read a book that someone had given her by John McDougall, Dr. McDougall.
Right.
And he talked about dairy proteins and how they can, certain autoimmune diseases like lupus and arthritis, that dairy can have a really profound impact on confusing the system. So Sabrina came downstairs reading this book and said, you know what, we're vegan. Or I'm vegan. And I said, well, I guess if you're vegan, then I'm vegan too. 3 weeks later, she went back to see Dr. Bluestone, who's the rheumatologist, and her SED rate was normal. The anti-nuclear antibodies weren't present. In other words, there was no activity. After 3 months of going back each month and having the test, he said, you're in remission.
Wow.
So that was 13 years ago. And
no signs of it since.
No. And what I didn't know, and I'm probably glad I'm glad I didn't know, is that 45% of the people who are diagnosed are dead within 10 years.
Wow.
So that's worse than breast cancer.
Yeah, wow. Scary.
It's a scary disease. It's very disfiguring.
It's scary, debilitating, painful, and it's a miserable 10 years. This is, you know, 10 years of a steady decline until you die.
And if the disease doesn't get you, the drugs, the treatment that they give you can be so bad that
they make
the side
you blind.
Effects
are
awful.
And, you know, sometimes people laugh at me when I say this, you know, that they'll always get better. And I've had doctors challenge me with this in medical meetings. You can't say they'll always get better from following the same kind of diet. And you know what I ask them? I say, how many patients have you asked to quit smoking who haven't gotten better? You know, raise your hand. Tell me about what. Never a response. How many drunks have you taken off the booze who haven't gotten better? Well, no one has an experience other than they always get better. Same thing with the food. You change it from grease to starch, and people always get better because you change it from wrong to right. It always works. It's that profound.
So you must have, when you found out the vegan diet, helped you, you must have wanted to tell everybody.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what we did.
We started VegSource.com, our website, really as our form of kitchen activism.
Yeah. And we could teach as we learned ourselves as well.
Right.
You know, it's been a really, I would have to say, really fun 13 years where you're constantly learning something new. There's always some new recipe or food to try.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, oh, vegan diet or vegetarian, it's so limited. I say, well, how many animals do you eat? How many?
Right.
Pigs, chicken, fish, lamb, maybe duck occasionally. There, you walk into a store and there is a zillion vegetables. There's many different kinds of beans. You go to a farmer's market, there's like, how can you stand limiting yourself to just eating a few animals when there's so much
right.
that the world has to offer?
Right, and without hurting anything. And so what kind of things are on your website?
Oh, we have news, we have recipes, we have... What's really nice is the community of people who want to learn more about eating, you know, a vegetarian diet, a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all vegetarians, but there's people who want to learn about it.
So we have nutritionists, we have recipe mm-hmm. gurus who can take any regular recipe and veganize it, tell you what to substitute
right.
to get the same
thing.
Oh,
that's great.
We've got... veganism experts and sort of the ethical side of it. We've got medical doctors, people who reverse heart disease.
Yeah, because there's a lot of reasons. There's people who want to be vegans for ethical reasons. There's people who want to be vegans for health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who want to be vegan for environmental reasons. They're all good.
And we basically
all
support
reasons.
All
yeah.
the many good reasons for shifting towards a plant-based diet. That's been our mission from day one.
Earth-loving viewers, thank you for joining us on our visit with the lovely Nelson family. Please tune in again next week to Vegetarian Elite for part two of our interview with the VegSource creators as we discover more about Processed People, the documentary, and enjoy a vegan afternoon lunch with the family. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May all the wondrous fruit and veggie colors of creation light up your life and delight your palate.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/ VE